This is Travel in the Bluegrass with your host, Alan Watts.
A farmer from Henry County says balancing input costs and commodity prices is a challenge, but farming is truly a way of life he enjoys. Mark Roberts says he's proud to farm with his father.
Well, I'm still farming with my dad. He's still helping out here, and we're raising corn, soybeans, still in tobacco. Probably going to stay in tobacco another year if I get a contract. We've tried the hemp. This is our second year of hemp. Can't tell you that's turned out all that great.
Robert says they've grown industrial hemp, but he's not sure of that crop's future on the farm.
We've made enough money to break even last year. Don't know what's going to happen on the 20 crop year. Haven't sold any of that yet. And we're trying some distiller's rye this year for this coming year. And we've even tried some hemp for grain. And that didn't turn out so well.
He and his father have been farming the same land together for a number of years.
It's been a family farm. I've farmed my whole life. I've never had a job off the farm. So I've been here the entire time. And Dad's pretty much, he's been here. I guess we bought this farm. Dad bought it back in the 60s, and we've been here ever since.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
Smart shoppers will tell you they found it on HiBid.com. HiBid.com lets you explore thousands of auctions across the U.S. and around the world. You'll find gold coins, sporting goods, classic cars, collectible toys, fine jewelry, household items, and sports memorabilia autographed by the greats. HiBid.com has hundreds of thousands of items for sale every day. It's easy to search and it's easy to find auctions in your area. Just go to HiBid.com. That's HiBid.com and see what everyone is talking about.
You're listening to Travel in the Bluegrass with Alan Watts.
Henry County farmer Mark Roberts says the cost of inputs and labor are a challenge.
Things like the prices are low, and we had several years of low prices and didn't know when they were going to come up. They finally have, but like I said earlier, we know that's probably not going to stay there for very long. And labor, H-2A labor is a big problem for me. Well, I won't say it's a problem. I'm very blessed because I've got good workers. But the program is getting more expensive every year.
He adds farming is the only way of life he knows.
I enjoy being out there in the field, but that just doesn't happen anymore. I think everybody realizes farming, it's a shame, but we have to keep getting bigger to make ends meet.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Traveling the Bluegrass and listen to the podcast at youragedge.com. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.